This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Do you want to find a stress-free way to buy your next car? Start at CarMax and shop your way. And if you want to browse with confidence, get pre-qualified online with no impact on your credit score and shop cars within your budget. From luxury cars to family rides, CarMax has options for almost every price range, including more than 25,000 cars priced under $25,000. So, hey, want to get started? Just head to CarMax.com for details and get pre-qualified today. Want to drive? CarMax.
The official language of football is trash talk, late-night group chats, memes, and unbelievable highlight clips. That's why Boost Mobile brings you our new global connection plan, the first plan ever made for WhatsApp. Get unlimited data, talk and text, international roaming, and calls to over 100 countries for just $40 a month.
$40 price includes $5 a month auto pay discount. After 40 gigabytes of premium high-speed data, speeds will be lowered. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit store or boostmobile.com for details.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
You know, when vacation is over, have you...
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
It hurts.
Have you ever done a like a financial breakdown wrap-up of your vacation?
Murphy does.
You do?
Well, of course.
If you call looking at the bill and going, oh my God, the financial wrap-up. Yes,
oh, that's normal.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Of course.
I went on, you know, I just got back from Chicago with my son, Sammy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, is this like a financial audit here? Are you figuring out what you're going to make him pay for?
No. Oh.
What you spent on food versus...
Man, we were burning up Venmo. This whole... Every time we
did... Ding.
I'd buy two admissions to this, he'd reimburse me half. He'd buy two admissions, I'd reimburse...
Works out evenly.
Money was just going back and forth in my Venmo. I was waiting for a, hey, is this really you?
Yeah.
But when vacation was over, Sammy sends me this message.
With a pie chart.
With a pie chart and a complete breakdown of everything he spent on vacation.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
And it's like...
That's him doing it?
Yeah. And I was like, what? When I finish vacation, I just move on to the next thing.
Me too.
I mean, I'm not going to go back and look and say,
It's actually smart to do that.
It's smart, but you know, usually the budgeting part you do up front, right? I mean, that's kind of what
this is money like, already spent.
Yeah.
You can look at it and go, oh, we could cut back on air transport. No, you can't.
You already did. Yeah.
You can do the budgeting up front, but we all know it's usually more expensive than you intended.
There's a margin of error, yes.
Yeah, especially like when you're on a cruise ship and you're sailing. What do you call that thing we got?
Oh, sign and sail.
The last day when it hits you.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's
You know how we've talked about vacation eating? Like, you know, you spend... I found on this trip, that's what I did, vacation eating, but it was also vacation spending. It's like we'd go somewhere and it's
whatever.
Whoa, that's a little expensive for this admission, but we're on vacation. Let's do it. But it's like I've never broken it down. He's got it color coded and everything.
So are you tempted to copy this and do it?
No.
Okay.
I just brought this in because I was like, I got to show this to somebody.
I love that. So wait, he built a spreadsheet. It's not like he's using a program like Monarch Money or something like that.
I have no clue what he did. Okay. But here's the line that Murphy, you're going to love. If a meal was $60, I would mark the first 20 as food and the rest as vacation. It was like, it's all food.
Yeah. It is all food.
And it's all vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
And his thinking there was, you know, $20, that's about what we'd spend regularly.
Normally. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's food. Food's food.
I love that, though. That's his IT brain working right there, isn't it? That's his I love spreadsheets brain.
As long as he does that on the back and not up front, you'll go with
him. See my brain
again.
Working? Right here.
I don't know if you guys have ever entered into sort of an agreement or an entertainment showdown sort of thing, but I am in one now.
A show?
Let me explain. My cousin Crystal, I had the opportunity to hang out with her and Candace, her sister, the other day. And for years, I've been trying to get Crystal to watch Game of Thrones. Okay.
Oh.
And she's not interested. She's anti-dragons, anti-medieval, anti-fantasy that.
Which is interesting because she's a very diverse reader of books.
Of course.
But, you know.
And so, look, when I caught her reading those Dragon School books that are popular now, the Fourth Wing.
What?
I was like, what? Excuse me, ma'am? You can watch Game of Thrones now. I'm not asking you to read it because that's a commitment, but you could watch it. And she has been against it for a long time.
What's her reason?
I don't know. She just didn't care about it.
Well, maybe she understands, you know, what happens early on to Ned Stark, and okay, it just
she doesn't
goes
know
down,
that yet.
Downhill from
She's
there.
She's only a couple of episodes in. Don't say that.
Oh, is she watching it?
So we're in an agreement. She's been asking me to watch on Apple the morning show for years.
Good morning. I'm bringing you some sad and upsetting.
This is the Jennifer Aniston show?
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. And I did watch an episode when it first landed, and I just didn't care enough. I wasn't into it. She said the same, but now she is completely addicted to it. She even told me it's still going on. Like, they're not even done yet. She said John Hamm made an appearance.
Oh, wow.
Because she was selling me hard on that one.
Do you have to give yourself a moment to get past the fact, okay, this isn't Rachel Green.
I guess.
Just Jennifer Aniston in a different role.
Sorry, because
we're Friends fanatics, too, you know?
You would, but I'm going to say this. The other day at dinner, we're all, like, having mimosas, and she's like, fine. If you'll watch The Morning Show, I'll watch Game of Thrones.
Huh.
So we are in this agreement now. Isn't that cool?
How many seasons are there of The Morning Show?
Yeah, I think you have less of a commitment on your part.
She doesn't care. Okay. Don't bring that up.
Okay.
I texted her last night, look, I can get to it this weekend. She's like, I'm already a couple episodes in. Yeah. So it's just, I've never been in a dare you to watch this, dare you to watch that sort of agreement, but that's where we are.
It'll be interesting to see. My bet is both of you are probably going to go, thanks, but no thanks.
All right, coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Sam, if you're looking for a new true crime documentary to binge, There is a 3-part docuseries on Paramount Plus playing now called The Real Wolf of Wall Street, based on the real person, Jordan Belfort, played by Leonardo DiCaprio so famously in the movie.
My name is Jordan Belfort. The year I turned 26, I made $49 million.
I mean, that movie.
The movie he should have won an Oscar for.
Correct.
He
knows
have.
It. Yeah. He knows it. So this is 3 parts. It's the docuseries drawing on thousands of FBI documents, archival footage, interviews, everybody. Even his wife, ex-wife, Nadine, who was played by Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
She's interviewed. Not Margot, but the real ex-wife.
I'm trying to remember the actual story here. It was just a Wall Street scam that he was running.
He was defrauding thousands of Americans of all of their life savings. Okay? It's fraud. And he started with, like, penny stocks. So this documentary takes the movie, like, almost scene by scene and addresses what happened.
Oh, it's comparing cool. to it the reality it, to the movie?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to find
okay.
out, you know, that some of the most outrageous moments were actually toned down from reality. You're going to find that some of them were invented outright.
I'm sure they were embellished, yeah.
And,
like maybe the car driving
and
scene?
Some parts of it were depicted exactly, but it is streaming now. It's called The Real Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a cool idea. Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
McDonald's has a new dipping sauce coming, and you're going to want to put this on everything.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Going to start off with a couple sauces here. McDonald's is introducing Caesar sauce next week.
Ooh.
Now, they used to have
what? Let's hear
Caesar
it.
Dressing when they did salads, but
did
now,
they?
That, now they haven't done the salads for like 6 years.
Please tell me it's strong. If you're going to do Caesar, it needs to slap you in the face.
Parmesan, zesty lemon, bold garlic flavors. I don't see anything about dead fish in here, but we'll see.
No anchovies. Yeah. Well, look, you know, the thing is, as a fast food restaurant, you kind of have to stay in the middle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be able to please everybody, so you can't go to one extreme or the other.
So
and I think if your expectations are Italian restaurant, Jody, you probably need to go to an Italian restaurant.
Right. Okay,
you know
I'm
what
sorry.
I mean?
Most Italian restaurants don't have a drive-thru. it's going to be the little cup that you can get as a side cup, but they're also introducing a bacon Caesar McCrispy sandwich, a Caesar chicken wrap, a snack wrap, and McCrispy strips with the Caesar sauce.
Very good.
All next Tuesday.
Look, love a Caesar.
And here's the wacky one. Buffalo Wild Wings. Next Monday, they're introducing Poppin' Ranch. It's
Poppin' Ranch?
Yeah. It's a combination of ranch and those pop rocks. So you can get
pops in your mouth?
Yeah. You can get your chicken wings and it's going to come in a little packet like a powder. So you can get whatever sauce you want on your wings and you sprinkle this Poppin' Ranch on there. So when you're eating your chicken wings,
it pops.
It tastes like ranch, but it pops in your mouth.
Look,
I mean, it's worth the try to see. I guess that's just a sensory thing. It's a gimmicky thing.
It's a gimmicky thing.
Yeah, and you get a couple of those packs, you can put them on anything, really.
Yeah. I mean,
not just wings there.
You could really freak out people at parties.
Today is Corn Dog Day at Sonic. In fact, today, next Thursday, and the following Thursday are all 99-cent corn dogs at Sonic participating
Very good.
Locations. I don't know why July. I don't know if it's corn
dog. Well, yesterday was National Hot Dog Day, so corn dogs need to have their day because they're incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Krispy Kreme has Girl Scout donuts out right now.
Okay.
They have a Thin Mint donut, a Lemon Up donut, and a Coconut Caramel donut. You can get them at Krispy Kreme's, but they're also putting them in those six packs, those half dozens that they sell at like Target and Walmart.
Cute.
Okay.
So you can find them there.
Yeah. The ones that are sweating in the packages. Those.
Gross.
and Reese's Pieces. We're getting a new flavor of Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookie inside. It's going to have the peanut butter, but also chocolate cookie crunches inside.
Okay.
Thank you, food dude. All right.
Up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, the Common Sense Act has been passed by the House and now heads to the Senate. It's Sense, C-E-N-T-S.
Oh, is this where we're getting rid of the penny?
This is a bill responding to the phase out of the penny that would let businesses round cash transactions to the nearest nickel. So it's a more clear rule, okay? And remember, the last penny was minted in November of 2025. So it has to head to the Senate now, but who's going to oppose that? Number two, back to basics for Americans. Apparently, we're all feeling overwhelmed with the constant stream of health advice and apps and health maxing and sleep maxing and all of this. So the word is we're focusing on the basics, which is the way to go, which is the only way. Get enough sleep, exercise regularly, you know, eat well. You can't beat the basics.
No.
You can max out if you want to, but. And number three, this was just announced that Post Malone will be headlining the World Cup closing ceremony. I mean, we already know, like, Robbie Williams is going to be a part of it. Jennifer Hudson. We heard about Tom Cruise being a part of it somehow. Mm-hmm. We don't know what that means. Probably a stunt, like you had said, Sam.
Standing on top of the stadium.
Maybe so. But Post Malone will headline. And, of course, this is all happening on Sunday.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We read and see every single thing that rolls in, even to MurphySamAndJody.com. So I want to get to some emails. This is from Liz. On the subject of hot dogs, which we've touched on in Food Dude, and it was National Hot Dog Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. She says, when I was pregnant, I smelled a hot dog at a baseball game and had to have it.
Oh.
It had grilled onions, Dijon mustard, and bacon on it.
Ooh, wow.
Best $20 I ever spent. Oh. And I dreamed of that hot dog for the rest of my pregnancy.
That's a variation that works. I would love to try that.
Look, different parts of the country have different dogs and different toppings, and certainly ballparks.
Chicago dog.
Have different dogs.
Yeah. In fact, the White Sox game we went to on a Tuesday, it was $5 Tuesday.
Whew.
$5 hot dogs.
And
how were the hot dogs?
For like a $5 hot dog.
Okay.
What did you put on it?
Standard hot dog.
But what did you put on it?
I put mayo on mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Nobody likes mayo on a hot dog.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah, there's not. And Dijon mustard, to me, is great on a sausage type, bun instead of just a hot dog. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Liz.
So, Jody, this is for you from Dawn.
She
says, I was listening to your show this morning, and you talked about reselling books. A great place to donate books is betterworldbooks.com.
Oh, cool.
Money raised from those books that they resell goes to fund new books for school libraries. You can also purchase books from them, hardback and paperback.
Sweet.
During one of their sales, I bought the entire Harry Potter collection for my grandson, all in hardback, all in hardback for $27, and the books look brand new.
That is an incredible deal.
No kidding.
She says, I love your show and listen every day. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Say the name of the website again for me.
Betterworldbooks.com. I've not checked it out yet to see.
We're going to get on there. I love a used bookstore. And, you know, the last day we were in New York, I realized there was like a 4-story bookstore that I wanted to go to. And it was, we didn't have time. And it was new, used, everything. Secret rooms where you could sit and read and like just discover things. Oh, I could get lost in there.
Reach out to us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up 7:50, Jody has three things to know today. And next, your morning pick-me-up.
If you struggle with making decisions, ways to narrow down and make that easier so you stop overthinking. That's the pick-me-up next. Morning pick-me-up time. Raise your hand if you're an overthinker. I'm laughing because I knew Sam's hand was going to go up.
I wasn't sure if I should raise it or not.
I am. I think I'm an overthinker also.
Of course you are, Murphy. Yes, we all are. That's why we're birds of a feather.
What's weird is I'm not an overthinker in all things, though. Like, I made an impulse buy on eBay the other day. You don't even know about it yet, Jody. It's one I really should have thought about and overthought before
eBay
I bought
it. And Amazon, he doesn't overthink.
Yeah.
No. Right. Okay, so the word is a lot of us are. Americans are overthinkers. We have a lot of choices in front of us.
Boy, that's true.
And we have this perfectionist thing where we think we have to make the perfect choice.
That's
which
true,
is
too.
Not good. So if you would like, and there's a psychiatrist who said, look, do the rule of three. I know you'd like the rule of three. Huh. When it comes to decisions, okay. Narrow your options to like two or three things, whether it's something you're wearing or, you know, you're going on a trip and you have 100 choices, narrow it down to two or three choices, three choices, and you can make that decision more quickly. The second part of this is give yourself a deadline. If it's a small decision, 3 minutes. If it's a big decision, 3 months, 3 years, but give yourself deadlines.
Okay.
You like that?
I do like that. I hope that doesn't put too much pressure on me.
To make a snap decision.
On eBay. And then the final one is limit outside options and opinions. If it's whether you're to break up with somebody, don't talk to everybody about it. If you have a couple of trusted people, or if it's to keep a job, or limit your, you know, the outside observations.
I see what you're saying. Too many choices mean you lock up.
Yeah.
Right.
It's too much information, especially if you're already an overthinker.
That's a really good point.
So the rule of three is there are three things, and all of them contain three.
Oh, my God. That's nine things.
That's a lot to sort through.
Narrow your options to three, like three shirts, three dresses, whatever you're trying to choose. Give yourself a deadline, 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 months, whatever it is, just so you can remember it. And then the three, limit outside options and opinions to three.
Huh.
Okay. Very helpful. Feel better?
I feel a lot better.
What about you, Sam? You're just confused?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I have to read this again.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
To celebrate its 10th anniversary, and it's going to take you a minute to realize it's been 10 years since La La Land. Starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone as these aspiring artists who fall in love in Los Angeles.
10 years, huh?
And you know what? It seemed like it was an older film, though. It felt like an old Gene Kelly thing. It was so beautifully done. You have to kind of be ready for that. But anyway. And the music.
Yeah.
6 Academy Awards this movie won for Best Director, Best Actress for Emma Stone, Best Original Score, Best Original Song for City of Stars, and some other stuff.
Is this the one that they announced at the end that won Picture of the Year? And
I think so, or Jimmy. Yes.
It was wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, that was 2016. Yeah. So to celebrate its 10-year anniversary, it's coming back to theaters.
Oh, cool.
Okay, in August. So make your plans. August 16th, you're going to be able to see it in like a special Dolby Vision thing at AMC Theaters.
Are they going to do a special sing-along too, you know, with the words and the bouncing ball?
I don't have info on that, but that makes a lot of sense.
It seems like no duh.
And another reason to see this movie, the music gets in. It's infectious, you know what I mean? But also the dance numbers are incredible. So La La Land, back in theaters in August, will remind you.
Coming up next, the greatest gift a family can give mom on vacation.
I'm telling you the greatest gift that a family can give a mom on vacation, if your summer vacation is still to come or whatever.
A vacation?
Yeah.
Giving her a vacation.
Specifically. And look, we'll detail Murphy. You can come on vacation with me and Murphy and our girls in today's After the Show podcast. Got to go on vacation yesterday with Sam to Chicago. That After the Show podcast is up there. Just search Murphy, Sam, and Jody anywhere you listen to your podcast, and you can subscribe for free. But I'm telling you, one of the greatest things that happened for me this time, Murphy, and I don't know if you realized it as much, is that Taylor and Phoebe went with us. They are young ladies now. And it was so beautiful for me not to have to think. I even told them at one point, Phoebe was very good about, you know, walking around the city like, we're going to go to this thrift shop now in Chelsea. And I'm like, I have no idea where I am. You know, and she's like, don't worry about it. And I'm thinking, I don't want to think. I don't want to pull up maps. Yeah. So tell me where to go. And she did. And I was so grateful for that because I have to think all the time, as do all moms. And dads do too, I know. But I mean, moms are already thinking right now, what's for dinner?
Well, and like, and even if you're not a mom, as you know, as somebody who has a career and works, you're always thinking. You know what yes. I mean? So your brain is engaged.
I didn't want just vacation from a location. I wanted it from a state of mind.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, if you're not going to think and you're vacationing in New York, make sure you have somebody who can right. think, because you are in New York.
Right. I was so
who's going to be the thinker here?
I was with all of you, and it was wonderful. And same thing one day when it's like, they were like, you all asked me, what do you want to do today? I'm like, tell me what to do. And they did. They took me thrifting in Chelsea one day on my birthday. And then the next day on July 4th, we went to a Broadway show, which Taylor picked out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great, don't make me think. Tell me where to go and what time. And that is a beautiful thing. I know it can't happen for a lot of vacations. If you're a single mom, you're the adult on the vacation. You have to think.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so. Maybe even more on guard.
Sure.
But if you're in a situation with your mom who's always doing all the things, one of the best things you can give her is the break from decision making.
Yeah. And maybe if you're doing that for yourself, sometimes the no thinking means literally stepping away from your normal environment where you're doing stuff
right.
and do nothing.
Where things are not calling your name. Yeah.
Because if you're doing nothing, you don't have to think either, right? I don't think.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, ever wonder what yard features that you choose irritate your neighbors? Apparently, we have the results are in for Americans. The biggest outdoor annoyances, excessive lighting, bright or unconventional like shrubberies and plants. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Here's a big one. Neglected landscaping.
Yes, 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 yes.
Too many yard signs. To me, it's too much junk. If you had junk piled up, that would be so hard for me.
You mean appliances on the front porch?
Just junk. Number two, there's a company called Boston Dynamics, and they've got this famous robot dog, and they've been testing him.
Yeah.
By the way, his name is Spot, and you can watch the videos. He delivers, like, they load boxes onto the small belt on the back of his little back. He walks up to the house and slides the package on the doorstep. And they even tested it with a carton of eggs to prove it has a soft touch. And they love this because it's better than flying drones. Oh. Flying drones drop boxes in the middle of your yard, you know, because they can't climb stairs, but Spot can.
You're going to see robot dogs then
all
over?
It's called Boston Dynamics. It's just worth looking at because it is coming. That kind of delivery is coming. And number three, the Home Depot Halloween collection is available now. Online. You got updates on the 12-foot Skelly. There's an 11-foot mummy you can get. There's a 3-piece animated Gremlins set all on the Home Depot app or the website, and then available in stores pretty soon.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Social Media Connect.
Love having you along, and you can still go back and watch the replay of Girl Talk Tuesday from a couple of days ago when I went Facebook Live from the car. I was running late, leaving my mom's house. So
you weren't driving while you did this, huh?
Of course not.
No, she was parked. I was happy. It was the first thing I looked. Is anything moving in the background?
I would never do that. Yeah. But anyway, we did Girl Talk Tuesday. We talked about anxiety and what a monster that can be and what I'm learning about, you know, the little experiences I've had with it lately. I felt like since when it happened, when my mom was in the hospital and I experienced it, I felt like a door got opened. And so now anytime something happens, it's a little nerve wracking. It's like, oh, hi, that monster knocks on my door. So I'm dealing with it. And there's some really good comments there and advice, and I've loved it.
Okay.
But I also, as we wrapped up our Facebook Live the other night, I was showing everybody my necklace that I found after 7 months. At Christmas time, Sam, I lost a necklace in our house. I knew I had lost it in our house somewhere. Hmm. I used to send pictures of it to my family over the first part of the
year.
Has
anybody seen
this? Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Please. And while we were on vacation, I was ironing a shirt, and I looked into the corner of the room, and I saw something gleaming from underneath a cord. I got down on my hands and knees, and I found it. And I couldn't believe it. It's like it's been there for 7 months.
Did you figure out how it got to the corner of your room?
Nope.
I think it got knocked off the dresser or something.
Right.
And I do remember stepping on something that hurt in the middle of the night around Christmas time. I don't know if that's what it was.
So did you pick it up and sling it?
Well, I didn't pick up anything. I just kind of
kept walking.
This was way, way behind the dresser.
Yeah.
Anyway, Deanna sent this to our Facebook and Instagram messenger. Jody, so glad you found your necklace. My husband had a similar thing happen with his wedding ring. He swore to me he heard it drop in our bedroom. When I tell you we searched, we moved the mattress, checked under dressers, deep cleaned every inch of floor. Gone. He got some silicone rings, and my heart just broke a little because I had bought him that ring. Months go by. We're deep cleaning our living room, washing couch cushion covers, vacuuming out the couch. He lifts a cushion, and what is gleaming from the crack on that couch? His wedding ring. Oh, such a relief. Not even sure I realized how much it bothered me until I felt the relief when he found it again. Look, for me, it was like I could hear angels sing to find a piece of lost jewelry that I thought was gone forever.
Well, I mean, it really kind of makes you lose your mind because you're wondering, how could I have possibly misplaced something like this? And when you know that right. you didn't drop it or whatever.
I have that visual mind. I thought it's in a Christmas bag and it got thrown away or something. Anyway, thank you, Deanna. Keep it coming.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider. And next, I'm going to share with you my latest mocktail obsession.
You can call or text to join the conversation anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
I think I have a new mocktail obsession.
Oh,
yeah, you sure do, Murphy.
Jody knows what I'm talking about. I just tried this. We happened to be, you know, at the bar, which is not a problem for me. You know, I mean, it's actually, it was Jody and Taylor and Phoebe, our daughters, were to go one day when we were in New York still.
That was my birthday. We were having a drink together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That night.
And so on their menu, they had a virgin Moscow mule. And, you know, and so that's not something I ever drank when I was actually drinking alcohol. And so I ordered one.
You never drank a mocktail, no.
And the reason I like it, I've never had it before. I didn't realize what a punch in the face these things are. Did you ever have those while you were drinking or not?
No. The funny thing is, I've had virgin ones. I've never had them while I was drinking, though.
Well, so I don't know if you feel the same way I do, but that ginger beer and lime juice kick is awesome. It's spicy and it's wonderful. And this particular version also has, so a true Moscow mule, I guess, is served in the copper mug, ice and you know, ginger beer, which is non-alcoholic. Most of it is anyway. Mm-hmm. And lime juice and then vodka in the alcoholic version. Some will sprig of mint will be, mm-hmm. you know, a garnish or lime. And then the one that we had a little bit of agave syrup, just a little bit to kind of smooth things out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I really did like, you know, that version of it. So I'm hooked. And so, Jody, you didn't realize this. You'd gone out of town again, and I went to the store and bought some ginger beer, and I made some virgin Moscow mules for myself.
Plural?
Yeah.
I did see the lime juice in the fridge, and I thought, it's been a long time since we had lime juice in the house.
Yeah.
You know, because it used to be a margarita situation.
You went looking for the tequila?
No.
So
no.
Did you buy some copper glasses, too? Or were those?
I did not, but I almost did. You know how I am. It's like when I'm into something.
All the way.
Don't do that yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Perhaps maybe you should wait.
Well, I read something on that. There have been studies. Of course, everybody studies everything, that the acidic nature of the drink itself in a true copper mug without a lining on the inside of it can cause copper to leach into the drink. But again, I don't know how much science there is behind all that. I've read up some of that.
Just drink the mocktail. Just relax.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
We mentioned not long ago that Netflix is giving us an animated reimagining of Cinderella called Steps. About the stepsisters who mm-hmm. see, you know, that's an interesting story that, you know, Disney really didn't touch on. So Netflix has got one coming. And we know that Amanda Seyfried is voicing Cinderella. Ali Wong is one of the stepsisters.
Huh.
How fun.
Yeah.
How fun. Bette Midler will be playing the fairy godmother.
Okay.
And the big names just keep coming. They've just added Daniel Radcliffe, who we all know as Harry Potter, the original.
Is he Prince Charming?
He's a prince. Yeah. Huh. And then maybe he is Prince Charming. Thank you for that. And then we know that Peter Dinklage is also joining from the world of Game of Thrones as the villain, Roderick. I don't know about the villain in Cinderella other than the stepmother and the stepsisters, but they go deeper into the story here. So look for Steps on Netflix. And by the way, it premieres in November.
Is it going to be like the Disney one where they have like singing mice and stuff?
I doubt it.
Okay.
It's probably going to be more gritty and more of a backstory. Moving on, Jessica Alba has joined the cast of the upcoming reboot of 13 Going on 30.
I don't know what Lucy said to you about me, but I want
Jennifer
you to
Garner
know
is serving as executive producer on the project. We don't know anything else about what Jessica Alba's doing, but that is coming back.
Sam's got music news.
Got a really weird story about something Elton John is up to. Apparently, according to the reports, he signed a multi-million dollar deal for a residency at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas. This hotel
Why is that weird?
Hang on there. It doesn't open until next year.
Okay.
Late next year, if it doesn't push back to 2028. But it's for a hologram residency.
What?
Now, the two stories I've seen on this is it's like hologram residency for when the hotel opens. Another one I've seen says it's a hologram residency for once he passes away.
Oh.
So his estate will still make money on this.
Yeah.
Now, here's the real weird part is not only is he going to be made into a hologram, and they're calling it an avatar, like that ABBA one over in London.
Yeah.
Even though it's a hologram. There are going to be two other folks performing with him on this hologram show. We're going to have Dua Lipa.
For
this song.
Yeah, she's
Cold
not
Heart.
Gonna be there live every night.
No. They are this fall, recording Elton and recording Dua Lipa to get their body movements down. They're also recording Kiki D from the 70s.
Oh, really?
Well, you gotta.
So it's not just gonna be Elton not there on stage, it'll be a few people not there on stage. Elton's people are not confirming any of this yet. And even back in 2018, I remember him saying that he would never do this because it was too spooky to him.
He can change it. He could change his mind.
I guess
right?
you throw the money out there.
Well, not just that. In those years, he may be more accepting of the technology.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, they could also do younger Elton, too, if they wanted.
Sure.
I mean, you can do anything you want with one of those. All right, moving on. Ella Langley about to do something that only Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston have done.
Drinking Jack all by myself.
No, it's not
good.
That. but this song here, Choosing Texas, it is going to be number one for 14 straight weeks.
Good.
And Whitney Houston with I'll Always Love You and We Belong Together for Mariah.
Yeah.
The only two other females artists that have had a song go for 14 weeks.
Well, guess what?
Number one.
It's good enough. It's a great song.
It's the song of this summer.
And she wrote it with Miranda Lambert. Does that not make sense? It sounds like Miranda.
Yeah.
Good for her.
T-Mobile is reinventing business internet with super broadband. Whether you run a small office or a factory of 500, connection is everything. Powered by America's fastest 5G internet, plus Starlink. Super broadband from T-Mobile reaches every zip code in the U.S. Super broadband, a new era of business internet. Visit superbroadband.com to learn more.
Fastest 5G network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. Speeds vary due to local network characteristics and management. Satellite requires hardware installation and clear view of the sky for 36-month commitment.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.